We've got Gene Boldick here in the studio, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler, and it is time for Thing Not a Thing, the game show in which Gene and I take a look at everything that has people upset on social media this week, and we decide whether it is in fact a thing or if it is not really a thing. This one's going to be hard this week because everyone on my Facebook page is talking about the storm.
Right.
That's obviously a thing.
I assume there are people
in other parts of the country who have maybe one or two people posting about the storm, and everyone else is probably talking about Paul Manafort flipping or something like that.
Yeah, some crazy thing like that. Well, you know, in case you missed this, it's just flashed on the screen for
a
second.
Why am I?
You know, Paul Manafort has averted a trial that was about to begin the first of next week and has pleaded guilty to two counts, and has admitted to the conduct of the other five counts in exchange for the guilty plea. That means that he stood in court and the judge said, did you do this? Did you do that? Did you do the other thing? And he said, yes, Your Honor, I did. And he has a cooperative agreement with the special counsel, which means at long last, he's been through his gymnastics training and he's flipped.
I hesitate to say that this is the thing because we've been through this before, it seems, a whole bunch of times where something happens and we're like, all right, this is it. This is the tipping point. And then it's 6 months later and things are going on as normal.
Well,
so I'm waiting for Mueller to just
be
done and release whatever findings he's going to release. And that'll be the thing.
I understand what you're saying, but I do think it's a cornerstone brick in the wall of this case. I think it's a very important achievement for the special counsel. You really can't just say it's, so what, when the person who was put in charge of the presidential campaign of the guy who's now the president has admitted that he was acting as a foreign agent without registering as a foreign agent, was money laundering, and interfered with witnesses in conjunction with this trial, and so on and so on. I think it's a pretty big deal. I'm not sure that there are many bigger fish to go get, but I think that but I do think that this is going to lead to Don Jr. and Jared and that meeting in Trump Tower, and this is going to add sworn testimony to the case that already exists against them. And I think that the walls are closing in pretty tight.
Okay, so that's thing number two, I guess. Thing number one being the hurricane.
I think that's a thing.
What's next?
And by the way, the whole concept of what's next is a thing. So what happens in the Mueller investigation? Does it go quiet now for 6 weeks or whatever it is until the election? How many minutes is it until the election? Do we know? Because we should have
some
a countdown
thousand,
clock.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should have a countdown clock for that.
We're keeping track in the newsroom of the number of gallons of water that's falling
that
on
are
North
falling,
Carolina,
yes,
which
yeah.
is 10 trillion, by
yes,
the way. 10 trillion
10
gallons
trillion
of water,
per
according
second.
To someone on the internet.
Per second per foot,
yeah.
Well, I mean, it's of big concern for all of us is to make sure that all of the resources are going to be necessary for everyone in North Carolina to rebuild to what they had before and better, we hope, after the storm passes, because I don't think there's a lot of confidence at the top of the federal government about how these things are understood and managed.
I think that's going to be a significant thing to watch in the coming days, because we've been sitting here on the air for the better part of the day talking about, well, the storm's going to come, the storm's going to come, the storm's going to come. It hasn't arrived yet. It will later, maybe, or maybe this will, fingers crossed, be closer to a non-event for the triangle, and we'll only get a few inches, and the power will be out for maybe a few hours or a couple of days max, and then everything will come back on. Meanwhile, Wilmington, Wrightsville Beach, Greenville, New Bern, Topsail, the whole Outer Banks.
Yeah, Carteret County's been very hard hit. Everybody in Carteret County's
been hard hit. And everywhere in southern, like along that North-South Carolina border, you go over to Charlotte, they're going to be dealing with a one-in-a-thousand-year event, and there's a million people over there.
And,
so this is going to be a long recovery.
We remember from Floyd that there are different ways for hurricanes to affect our state, and from Matthew, too, that you could see from space the flooding that was like from 95 to the ocean.
Yep.
It was all flooded.
And Matthew didn't hit North Carolina. It came on shore, I think, in Georgia or South Carolina or something.
Right.
We thought we had dodged a bullet, and then it turned north. It just hovered, and we got
because
all that flooding.
I think that as a media event and in how it's reported to some extent, I think they've gotten away from this, thankfully, but to some extent, there's so much focus over where the eye of the storm is and the eye wall.
And the category number.
And the category, which is completely about sustained wind speed around the eye, that there's an easy ability to underestimate everything that's happening around that. And especially in coastal areas that are shaped like North Carolina is, which is pretty unique, I think, on the East Coast. There's so much sound real estate, if you will, between the mainland and the upper outer banks, for example. There's so much ability for those sound waters to be pushed upstream, and then they have to flow back out to the ocean. And if there's nowhere for them to go, that's going to be really, really bad. And we've seen a lot of that kind of flooding. It just delivers horrible damage. And in this part of the state, you hate to mention it, but there's all those hog farms and all that waste. And so there's just a tremendous public health concern. Mm-hmm. And all of that is going to lag behind when the storm is finally tiptoeing out of northern Maine.
Yeah.
That's when we'll start to really be seeing those results.
And so, I also suspect that what we're talking about today in terms of the impact is not going to be what we're talking about 2 days from now or 4 days from now. We've seen this with Katrina was a classic example where we thought it was going to make a direct hit on New Orleans as a category 4 or 5, and then it was downgraded to a 3, and it made landfall to the east. And for about a few hours, we thought, man, New Orleans really dodged a bullet.
Right.
And then the levees broke.
Right,
no one was talking about the levees breaking until Hurricane Harvey last year came on shore, and then it just hovered and dropped 60 inches of water on Houston, one of the most populated cities in the country, and we weren't talking about that until it happened. Today, we started the day talking about what's the impact going to be on Wilmington and Wrightsville Beach, and where is the storm going to come on shore? And the impact there has been huge. I don't think we were talking about New Bern as a center of damage, but that's how it's developed over the course of the day. And you're right. As the storm continues to move in, the center of damage will shift as well.
Right. And then
we got to be ready for that.
You'll have all this rain in the central part of the state, and it's going to seem as though the state geographically and the physical geography is quote unquote handling that okay.
Mm-hmm.
But then that water has to be let out to sea.
Yeah.
And if it's still flooded down there, that's not gonna happen. And you know, I mean, they were evacuating people out of Crabtree Valley yesterday in that area in Raleigh because they know that's gonna be flooded and is gonna stay that way.
So we'll keep a close eye on all of that. Who's on the water cooler this weekend?
What an aptly named program I have. Well, I talked to Barbara Fushi earlier this week about Silent Sam and about all things Carrboro, of course, because Barbara's always on top of it. And we had a great chat. And if we're not preempted because of storm events, then we'll be on Sunday, 1 o'clock and 8 o'clock.
All right. Sounds good.
It'll be a nice break.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.